Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. And you're welcome to come up and testify if you want to share with us any part of your life and in this time of your walk with the Christ. So I think we have a newcomer. It's just, if you want to come, if you want to. It's his first time. Welcome. Just your name and where you come from. Maybe how do you find it?
Hello, everyone. My name is Paul Sung, and I'm from New Jersey in the United States of America. And I heard about this church through the missionary named John Clendenin. Yes, a friend of a friend.
So, welcome, Paul, and if you have time for fellowship, you can stay after for a little while, so we'll want to hear more from you and what are you doing in Japan, so, and we're welcome to come anytime. So if you want to come and testify, you're welcome, and I just want to remind you a few scriptures of prayer. I was looking up to the scriptures of a prayer, and I just wanted to read three of them. The Corinthians 14, 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. So, for I prayed in tongues and spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. So you can pray for many times and feel the need to pray more. So, as you help us by your prayers, then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. And the last one I want to share is, and in their prayers for you and their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. So it's the New Testament exalting everybody to pray for one another. So there are many passages about praying. So I just want you to have that in your heart when you come to the end of the last song and pray for one another. So if you please come and testify, and I'll pray for wherever you want me to pray. I'll give you some minutes.
So I guess my prayer request would be for me to be able to adjust and not get too stressed with my work. I know God's been very faithful for me throughout my life. I know over the past 5 years, things have been kind of very full of turmoils, but God's been very gracious, and I am thankful for Him getting me through the week. I pray that I would rely more on Him as my strength and be able to also use my time here in Japan as an opportunity to spread the gospel, especially to a lot of non-believing Japanese or non-Japanese people who I interact with. So, yes, help with work and opportunities to spread the gospel. Yes. I'm kind of playing it by ear. I used to work in Washington, D.C., but I'm doing a career shift.
Song.
How great is our God, sing with me, how great is our God.
We'll thank the worship team, and we welcome everybody that would like to participate in the worship team. Please talk to Cindy or any other worship leaders. And also with the songs, as I mentioned at the beginning, we all come from different churches, and you might have a song that you want to present to the worship team that will sing in this in your church. You would like to be sing here. So please sit down. We'll take time now for prayer. We don't have a pastor today. They all have different things to do. And Pastor Hiroshi is busy with relief in the north with the tragedy of the typhoon. He went a volunteer, and he's doing a ministry with the pastors of Hiroshima. He testified this morning that he went, and then they took a look at the damages that were done in the churches in the area, and they say there's about 11 churches damaged, and there is 1 year wait for the roof fixing, so it takes too long. So they decided to, the pastors in Hiroshima decided to gather the funds from Hiroshima and pay a person in Hiroshima to go to the damaged area to fix the churches, because there's no one there to be hired. So they paying the person, there's a company here in Hiroshima, paid by the pastors of Hiroshima to fix the churches in the damaged areas. That's the only thing they could come up with, because when the typhoon hit Hiroshima, we realized that cleaning the bottom of the house was enough to keep going. But in the north, it was the roof that was damaged. So this water is still falling in, so there's no way to finish the work. So the first thing is to fix the roof. So, and then the bottom can be done later or slowly with volunteers, but the roof has to be fixed. So Pastor Hiroshi is busy with that, and Pastor Kevin has something to do in Iwakuni. So, and Pastor Chris is always with his teaching and coaching. It's very busy. So I thought about praying today, and please remember what I just mentioned. And also they're preparing a service for our the church in Hatsukaichi. It's been opened a new church. They're building a new church in Hatsukaichi. And this Sunday will be a service special for that church. So please pray for them, for the work, to be safe. They're building the church. It will be finished next year. And say your pastors. And that's all we have in the morning service. We have no report from Jim, so as far as I know, that's all we have. Tim, you have something to praise for?
My wife has started having some pains in her arm this morning, and it seems like it's getting worse. We called the clinic. They said, go ahead and come on in. There's the Sunday that's open on Sundays, and get checked out. There's a car parked immediately behind ours. I don't know whose it is. Is that yours? Okay, so we'll go right downstairs. So please pray for my wife. Thank you.
If you can pair and just ask their name to the person next to, and then we'll start praying for each other. So it's just two, it will be easier. So just pray for one another. I'll be right back. Sorry.